Hello and welcome to Smarter Tech. I'm here with Dr. Marc Arazi from France, who's behind the originator of the PhoneGate alert. Dr. Arazi, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Yeah, thanks to you, Nick. It's the second time that you make an interview about our action, so thanks a lot.
Sure, and back in 2018, I think it might have been 4 years ago that we spoke on my YouTube channel. It was in French, and I did the subtitles, but I know that for a lot of English speakers, it was a little bit tedious to listen to, but I'm sure you've been talking in English a lot in the last years. I think your English is excellent, personally, and I've been also learning by literally doing hundreds of interviews in the last few years, but I can't wait to do an update about what's been happening since the last time we talked. And I'll refer to that video in the show notes, of course. But basically, please tell us a little bit more about yourself and then how the PhoneGate alert story weaves in your career.
So I'm a general practitioner, and I follow this issue since something like 20 years now. So the what we see that during all this time, very few change about the precautionary made by the government, all the government, not just in France and in US and in Canada too. And what's changed with the PhoneGate scandal, that for the first time in 2016, we obtained that some information, some data from the SAR test made by France was released. It was a very big battle to obtain that, and we talked about that in 2018. And for the first time, we had the legal proof that we had all been overexposed. And this overexposure to our cell phone was really dangerous for our health. And then, with the PhoneGate scandal, we can prove that.
Yeah, and you talked about overexposed. How is it exactly that we are being overexposed? Please talk about the SAR that you mentioned, the specific absorption rate, and how exactly... what was the issue with manufacturers testing phones at a distance that was not realistic? In the end, it's my understanding of the issue, right?
Yeah, you say everything about that. They tested the cell phone at a distance of 15 to 25 millimeters. Since 20 or 25 years, we have been exposed at this distance. And in 2012, our national French agency with ANFR was afraid about that. And what they've done secretly, they have begin to test cell phone, not at 15 or 25 millimeters, but at 0 or 5 millimeters. And what they find was awful. The SAR, the specific absorption rate, was 5, 7, 10, 12 more than the level not to then pas dépassé. You say that
like it went over the limit.
Yeah, over the limit.
Multiple times and, over the limit. Yeah.
And also when the manufacturer put the SAR on the notice of the cell phone, it was like maybe 0.3 watt by kilo. And when we see the result after our battle, legal battle, we see that it was sometimes 10 or 20 times more than what the manufacturer wrote in the notice. So it was really important to understand that for this industry, the most important is to be able to connect people to each other, you know? And for that, they need to have all the possibility to do this connectivity. And what they've done is to make a regulation, not only with the distance, the distance, the way you test the cell phone, but all the regulation is not protecting the people health. And also they used this indicator, the SAR, with a very, very bad indicator, you know? Because when you have an indicator, it seems to be maybe you would like to be to have a good indicator, you know, to protect people. And what we have is a very bad indicator that is protecting just from the thermal effects, because you have microwaves effects, and you understand that and they are not saying nothing about the non-thermal effect of the waves. So
yeah,
that's a major problem. And at this moment in France, we are studying with our national health agency the way to find a new indicator to protect people. Yeah,
that's very nice. So you're trying to have the SAR replaced, and to give people some background, you talk about the thermal effect versus non-thermal. My understanding is the SAR is just a change in internal temperature of that mannequin head that they use, but this is not reflective, really. An increase in temperature could be damaging, but there are also those non-thermal effects. For example, the sperm count reduction or sperm quality reduction is not based on heat, and that's been proven over and over and over again.
No, it's both, Nick. It's, for fertility, you have also the thermal effects.
Both, yeah.
Yeah, it's both. But what is important to understand that we have a very bad indicator, and we can prove that this indicator is mostly an indicator for industry and not for protecting the health of people. And in the book I just released, because it's important that people, you say that people have not much information about this health issue, but there is information. Now you can have all the information about what the cell phone industry hide to billions of users of cell phone. And it's really important. But also what we can see, mostly for young people, I was in Netherlands last week, and mm-hmm. what I saw, it's all the people putting the cell phone. It's a reflex. They put it in the palm pocket all the time, you know.
Yeah.
And they don't imagine that in doing this, it's really dangerous for the health, and that's a major problem, because we see that all the time now. If you go everywhere, you see people, and in the film and to the cinema and in the TV. And I don't know how we are going to change all this, because people are doing this all the time, for young people and for children. They are doing all the same. And they don't imagine that industry doesn't take care about their health and what they have done. So it's why it's so important that I thank you to give me the time to explain about the way we have to change, because it's very easy, it's free, it's very easy to protect himself, not putting the cell phone near the head or in a pocket.
Yeah, It's just maddening. There seems to be two problems here. The first one that you've identified with phone gate alert is, well, in the first place, they don't even follow the SAR, right? They seem to try to circumvene the rules and go with the maximum possible exposition to users rather than the minimal possible, right? It's as if manufacturers, I don't know why they do this. I guess it's just that if their phone has better connectivity, it will be better than the competitors. So it's almost like everyone wants to have the maximum power possible, or else they're afraid that the connectivity wouldn't be good. I don't know. But you found it was just maddening to me that in the last several years since we spoke, there's been a lot of confirmation of the work that has been done originally in France, those tests showing that most phones, when you go to 0 or 5 millimeters, so in other words, at real life, you have a phone right on your skin, right? Not at a distance. Who, like, no one talks at a distance, or your pocket is not floating in the air 2.5 centimeters or 25 millimeters in the air, right? So the way that people use it, most phones actually fail the SAR test that is itself obsolete. But there's been confirmation. For example, the Chicago Tribune in 2019, a Pulitzer winning investigative journalist, Sam Rowe, I think, exactly, wrote about that. Then there was an independent also RF lab in 2020. So what has been happening exactly with these different cases? Are they reinforcing the case that you have? And what is the update here? Because I know that on your website, and I encourage everyone to look at PhoneGate Alert, and I'll have all the links, because you talk about all the phones that have been updated or even retired from the market. Yeah. Just because of the actions of your organization.
Yeah. Lot of things to say.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, what you say, it's important that people know that in France now we have 34 different models of cell phone who has been withdrawn or updated since 2018. And you will be very happy for Canadian people, because we have good news for Canadian people. With the help of our local correspondent, whose name is Sharon Noble, who is from Canada, and she makes a real good job. And I would like to say that to all. And after 2 years of battle, she obtained that your local regulator published the first list of the cell phone the ESED has tested, and it was something like 90 cell phones, and we can show that in the 19 cell phones tested in Canada, 8 was over the limit, the 2 watt by kilo, and no one in Canada didn't hear before that. And we, for example, I will give this example because it seems crazy. Like, you know that Google is making a cell phone and the Pixel of Google for SAR head was something, one of them was something like 5.4 watt by kilo for the SAR head. We didn't see that for all over the world. And what you have to so we can say that, and it's crazy to say that 6 years after we launched the alert in France, that in Canada already today, the distance they tested the cell phone, it's all already 10 millimeters or 15 millimeters. They didn't change, you know?
So they're still using the old distance.
Yeah,
and
we obtained the, because we are making a ping pong party with the with the Canadian industry, the Canadian government.
Yeah,
and we forced them to publish the way the distance they measure in the test, and it all at this time it's 10 millimeters for 80% of the cell phone they have tested, and it was 15 millimeters for 10%. And like this, you are overexposed with this distance. And the remarkable work of Sam Rowe, the Pulitzer journalist from the Chicago Tribune, make it very clear. So, After the publication of this article in United States, it was in 2019, something like three years ago. There was two important legal action, one in United States and one in Canada. So at this moment, you have an action, and We are in contact with Charles O'Brien, who is the lawyer and the barrister who is making this this action, and we give to the team all the information from France. And it was really crazy to see, because there was a few days ago, we send him, and we see that he sent all the information to the judge directly, you know, and we were part of this. And I see that it was crazy to see that all this information from France and Canada was so important for the action in Canada. And we have, and it's not really a good news because I suppose you are informed about that, but the legal action against Apple, there was a judgment a few days ago, something like at the end of August, and we didn't have good news, because the judgment was not for the plaintiff.
Really? So, wow. Yeah, no, I did not know that. That's news for me. That's very. So, do you know details about why this happened, or?
Yeah, it was really it's difficult because at this moment we are studying the judgment, and we are not. It was really about the way of the law in US, and it's very complicated because you know, it was not really a judgment about health and the problem of health. It was something like a battle of legal about legacy on about FCC, and it's really complicated.
Yeah.
So, but in those battles, and the message we can say to all the people who are fighting, and there is many, that in battle like this with industry and so strong industry, it will take time to obtain justice. And but what we can say that we have now so many information, you know, and almost from France, because when I see that in Canada, you are using at this moment 10 and 15 millimeters, we obtain that the French government make a special objection to the European Commission to ask now to have 0 millimeters distance for all the star. You know?
Very nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So you see the difference between what we are trying to do in France at this moment. It's zero for head and extremities, and it's 5 for trunk. Okay. And we are working to have 0 for everyone. And in Canada and in US, you see the difference. And it's crazy because in the article of the Washington, the Chicago Tribune, you see like 3 millimeters for an Apple. It was an Apple iPhone 7. It was not compliant for the SAR at 5 millimeters. I think it was something like more than 2.2, something like that. And after, if you change at 2 millimeters of the skin, 3 millimeters are different. It was 8. What by kilo?
Yeah.
For 3 millimeters. So you imagine if you say that you are at 10 or at 15 millimeters. So it's why it's so, you say it's so important that people try to take a moment to think about that, you know, because phone is always in our hand, in our pocket, in our head, all the time we are using cell phone, and I'm not sure that people want to know that there was such a problem with the cell phone, because we need it all the time now. So there is a contradiction, you know, but our work and my duty as a medical doctor is to say, what is the problem, you know, not to to say, oh, I don't want to see, no, to see yeah. nothing, you know, it's not good.
Yeah, and to clarify, maybe some people that maybe are new to this SAR testing don't understand, how is it that just a few millimeters can make such of a difference? That's because of the inverse square law. So basically, as you create distance, the exposition level will decrease, but not in a linear way, in an exponential way. So that's why when you have a phone a foot from the head, you lose about 80% of the intensity and 90% at 2 feet. But the intensity, if you go from 0 to 1 millimeter, there's in fact a huge difference. So that's why this battle is very important right now in Canada. I can only imagine how much people are getting exposed multiple times more than the limit, which itself might be completely bogus if you believe the scientists that say, well, that's not even sufficient. So, but do talk about what can manufacturers do, right? Some do software updates. So I guess for some of them, it's as simple as writing a line of code and making sure that the phone doesn't emit as much, right? Or for some phones, I guess they just remove them from the market because it's not worth it.
It's complicated because, you know, it's why I think it's important that people, we have the lack now that we have been translated the book, the French book in English. So it's 400 pages to explain all this, to explain to all people very simply, not technically, what's going on. But what we can say that to imagine about what we have obtained in France, we ask our national French agency for health, ANSES. They make in the end of 2019, so it was 3 years ago, a special report with name PhoneGate report. Okay, and what they ask to the French government, and why I say that, because we are talking to Canadian people. What did they say? They wrote it, and everyone can read it. You read French in Canada. So sure, please see and share this report, what they have to the French government. It's to withdraw or update all the cell phone was been in the market, sold in the market, before June 2017. Imagine. And why? Because it was at this distance, irrealistic distance of 10 or 15 or 25 millimeters.
Yeah.
In Canada, you are in the same situation. And we have a national French agency. We say that they say to the French one, you have to put it away. We after that, it was just before the appearance of the COVID. And there was a big problem because during 2 years, it was COVID.
Yeah.
And we talked just about COVID. But now we can talk about PhoneGate. And also what I can say about the software, because why is PhoneGate, Dieselgate? You see the similarity of the word. And why? Because what we knew there, I was talking about people, anonymous people who are helping PhoneGate Alert, and those people are from inside the industry.
Okay.
And what they explain to us that, and to journalists too, it's that they put spyware, software, who can, or algorithm, who when you make the test of the cell phone, the spyware can detect that we are on a test, and they will manage the SAR who has been the SAR from the manufacturer. They hide the real SAR. And why
what?
This? Yeah. And it's incredible. And why they are doing this? Because the regulation, it's you understand, a very, very poor regulation, a very bad regulation.
Yeah.
But it's not sufficient because there is a war between all the manufacturer. And what they have to do, because if you have a low SAR, a real low SAR, it's your cell phone will be much more marketable or commercially good commercial, you know. And yeah. And what they have done is to use this algorithm, also this spyware, and this spyware can detect when the cell phone is in the mode test, you know, by a laboratory, and they manage to change the sound, the real sound. So we are now we have more and more information about the way all this industry try to minimize the level of sound. And when it's not sufficient, they can do, as I say, use this this strategy to minimize more the SAR, you know. So I explain all this in the book, and I explain how the people from some people of the industry are enough courageous to come and talk to us, and to be able to explain that to all the people.
Wow, that's shocking. And yeah, it reminds me of, I don't know all the Dieselgate details, but part of it was software fraud, I think, that a few people in Volkswagen were aware of, and how the cars were tested for emissions, CO2 emissions and pollution. And it kind of always gave very good numbers. And in the end, when they were independently tested, they ran very dirty in reality. So I see how it's similar and how an entire industry is trying to circumvene the rules and kind of find a way to, I don't know exactly, maximize emissions. And was it a competitive advantage to maximize emissions while still being able to pass regulatory testing? I don't know exactly, but we're here, and users are exposed to multiple times what they're supposed to, and this SAR in the first place should be lowered. Like the rules that we have are so old and deprecated. So imagine, it's just you know, how I see your work now that I think of it is something that Dr. Deborah Davis talked about in her book Disconnect, and it was one of the most eye-opening books I first read to get in the topic of EMFs. And she talked about car safety and how it took a lot of time for people to accept that there are certain features you should put in the car to save users who get in a car crash, right? And she said eventually the cell phone industry will have to regulate itself. And you guys are everyone who works at PhoneGate Alert and the industry insiders, and everyone has shared your work and worked with you. I know there's a lot of volunteers. So really hats off and congratulations to all of you for the courage that you've displayed and all the thousands or millions of cumulative hours to bring this to justice and to start this movement towards safer cell phones, because it will be a long battle, but I'm very, very happy that this is leading to real change in the industry. And probably there's a lot of people in board meetings, a lot of CEOs that say, ah, damn these guys, PhoneGate Alert, now we got to change our things. And the industry is becoming more and more aware that no, regulation is going to be enforced, at least in some countries and eventually all around the world, right? It's going to be a ripple effect. So this is very, very important work. I know we're coming to the end. Do you have anything else you wanted to share about your latest actions, or maybe how people can donate? I know it's an organization that is funded by the public. So is it still the case, and people can donate on the website?
Yeah, it's very important for people, because we need to stay independent, and our independence is the best way to have no pressure from anywhere. And we are working all our team, like with the support of all the people who are making donation. So it's very important. But before we stop the interview, I would like to maybe to say one or two things, because I am we have not been talking about health, and I would like to say that because there is so many information and fake news too about what's going on, and also about the head cancer. And I would like to say that in France now, the data we have, the last data from our French national agency, which is named Santé Publique France, it's for all the cancer, we have a growth of fourfold time of glioblastoma. They are
really,
It's what so we in the 30 years now, it was a study for during the 30 years, we have a fourfold time of glioblastoma, and just a number for people during the 20 last years, it was something like 50,000 people died in just in France from glioblastoma.
Okay? Wow.
Yeah, just to imagine, because most of the time people say, oh no, there is no growth of cancer, of head cancer.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
yep.
So I would like not to finish on this, but to say that that's the official data from France, okay? And from our public agency, and all we said here, all the people can read it on our Fungate Alert website or in the book, and they will find all the information. It's yep. official. And since I published the book in France and it was a good success, no one say that I was saying wrong information.
Yeah, yeah. So,
and you know that because all our work is used now all over the world. So why it's so important? Because if you imagine what's going on for all the country, you know, about the data we have in France, you see that I don't say that all the people died from glioblastoma was people directly caused by yeah. cell phone, you know, but if it's 10%, 20%, oh. or 50%, you see that it's going to be too much people, you know.
I mean, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of deaths, yeah, even if yeah. if it's a mere fraction. That's the thing, because yeah. of the number of cell phone users, we're talking the billions now,
yeah.
billions
so
and billions.
It's
yeah.
why, Nick, I want people to be aware to change the first thing, and I repeat that it's so easy to protect yourself and to protect your family, to protect your kids. So please, don't put any more your cell phone near the head. You can you can use a speakerphone very easy most of the time. And please also don't put your cell phone is active when you put it in your pant pocket. You yeah. don't imagine he's active, but he is active and is making radiation. And you have to be aware about that and to change your the way you are using your cell phone. So if you have just one thing to remember of this of this discussion, it's not SAR, and to change your use of your cell phone. So please tell that to all Canadian people, and I know that you will be a very good ambassador of our message in Canada, and tell also that we are continue the fight in Canada with all the organization, and we hope that we will because for the data, you can find the data of the test of the ESED in our website. Perfect. But what we have obtained in France, that we have now a special French data from France. Okay, we will try to have it the same for Canada. That to force the government to publish the same that we have in France, the data, official data, with all the reports. And it takes 2 years to have those first data, but we are optimistic that we will obtain it in a few months, and maybe we'll talk about that in another interview.
For sure. Yeah, I'd be happy to have you on again. This is very important work. And I think we need to go longer for a few minutes because I have a technical question, but it's been in the back of my mind. A lot of people now are using Bluetooth devices more and more and more. And I know these are technically low power, yeah, and the SAR is lower. I think I haven't seen all the facts about those, but generally they emit way less power than a cell phone. So that's okay. But they're inside the ear. So if we talk about real SAR, and we talk about something that is in ear, is anyone looking at the fact that maybe you have 20 millimeters inside your brain where you have maybe a Bluetooth earbud or something like that? Is there any independent testing that's done on Bluetooth devices, given that every teenager or child out there has these Bluetooth things in their ears?
A very good question, because it was a question we asked the French government four or five years ago.
Yeah.
So we obtained it, and now we have, it was something like 3 or 4 months ago, our regulator, telecom regulator, ANFR, made the first test, the SAR test, about the Bluetooth and also the, how do you say that, piéton, what we can say that we are just at the beginning to understand what's going on.
Okay.
You say this and that's right. There is less radiation from the when you test the SAR. It's better than a cell phone.
Yeah. First.
But I'm why I'm afraid. It's that to say that it takes too long time because people, they keep it for hours.
Yeah. 12 hours a day.
Yeah. It's not the same for a cell phone. And that's a major problem. And you are right to talk about that. And also remember, and we have this report from the California Health Department from 2017. And you can find it also in our website. And what they said, and it's important not to keep the Bluetooth or the earbud during listening the music or visioning a film. They already make this recommendation publicly. So it's very important. It was in 2017, five years ago. So 5 years ago, they also said not to keep the cell phone near the body.
Yeah.
So you know that they are very aware about all this health issue, environmental issue. So if you have something to say to people, talk about the department, Californian Health Agency. You know, it's I think it's the best reference for now for all North America.
Yeah, and I'll also refer to an article I'll put in the show notes. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's Joel Moskowitz, PhD, that wrote it. I might be mistaken, but you'll have the link. And he basically says, there's no reason to think that Bluetooth is safe. And that's really how we could put it, because if we have all these dangers with cell phones, Bluetooth is a similar frequency, except in many situations, it's a longer time of use compared to talking on a phone, which might be even heavy users 2-3 hours per day, but Bluetooth might be 18 hours in the ear, right? And you have inside the ear. So I don't know. I'm just so uncomfortable with the idea that the dangers will be known when I'm 80 years old in 40, 45 years, basically. I hope it's before that, but it's really that lag that it just, my God, it's just too bad. Because again, if we think that some people at the moment, the culprit of their death is that technology, even if it's just a few thousand people, it's already tragic. But now we're talking about way more than that because of the sheer amount of users. It's almost every human being, or it will become so. So it's incredible. Dr. Arazi, any last words?
That, yeah, just to say that you are talking about the work of Joel Moskowitz, and I could have to say that he's making a very great work in US and all over the world, because we are all the people are following the work of Joel Moscovich.
Yeah.
And also, I would like to say that to thank Deborah Davis from Environmental Health Trust, because they are our partner in the US, and it's with the support of Environmental Health Trust that we have made so many possibility to inform people all over the world. So I would like to finish with this to thank people that who are also doing with us and supporting the action of fungi alert in North America.
Tremendous. Yeah, it's really, I don't know what the expression is, I might butcher it, but it takes an army or something like that. It takes a village, right? So that's how they say it in English, I think. But anyway, it's not just one person. I'm part of this movement too. I try to spread the information. There's you, and there's so many great individuals and organizations that have been spending so much time on this. So if you, the listener, are interested by any of this, please share. Please share widely with your friends, your family, and have them understand that this is serious. These phones are going to be updated and are going to be made, I cannot say safe, but safer in the future. But right now, we know they're unsafe, and most of them are unsafe. And even if they follow the SAR, then there's good argument to say they're still unsafe. So anyway, not good news, but don't keep it in their pocket, not to the head.
So you have this if you want to have some more
information.
Yes,
the PhoneGate book, for sure.
PhoneGate book. And I suppose that, you know, people need to take some time, because it's... all those scandals are complex, and you have to inform you about all this issue. I suppose that people are going to read it, and we have this great success in France, because also we have many media who have been talking about the book about the fungi scandal. But I hope to be soon in Canada and in US, and that we could speak really face to face and with all the people, because it's always the same. The best thing is to be present in Canada or in US, and I hope that it will be possible soon.
That will be tremendous, and I hope that your book will really get widespread recognition. And for sure, please buy the book, share the book. There's the Kindle version also that I saw on Amazon.com. It's on ca.uk. It's all over the world in English version. So buy it, share it, talk about it. This is important, and it's right now we need to talk about it, and not in 40 years, right? Because people's health and lives are really at stake here. Dr. Arazi, thank you so much. It's been a lovely interview, and I can't wait to hear more about the PhoneGate alert actions in the future.
Thank you very much, Nick.
Thank you.
Bye.